Metro bus number 45 between Queen Anne and the U District, gone. Number 134 between Burien and downtown, gone. The 210 from Issaquah to Seattle, gone. The list of Metro bus routes that will be eliminated if car tab fees don't increase is long. King County Executive Dal Constantine says ever since sales tax revenues tanked in the county, Metro has been struggling.
King County's made up the difference so far by cutting costs, by drawing down reserves, by increasing fares. Metro's cut staff. We've canceled bus replacements.
Now he says he has no choice but to hit up car owners. He says even if they never ride the bus, they benefit from less congestion.
We've seen how bad it gets for West Seattle with just one lane closed at the south end of the viaduct. Imagine how much worse it will be when routes are cut, trips are canceled, and all those cars are back in the gridlock.
Normally, the county wouldn't be allowed to raise fees without a vote, but the legislature granted special permission to do so if two-thirds of the county council approves. That could be difficult. The four Republicans on the 9-member council don't like the idea of raising car tab fees without voter approval. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.